The following contains adult language, content, and description of actions that may not be suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised. Let's go. We start with music money news. Rihanna is the first entertainer from the Caribbean to surpass an estimated net worth of $1.7 billion, according to Forbes. The superstar is second only to Oprah Winfrey as the richest female entertainer in the world. Among her earnings, the Ponder Replay singer has a 50% stake in the Fenty brand, which has an estimated value of $2.8 billion. The other 50% is owned by LVMH, a company run by the richest man in the world, Bernard Arnault. Now on YouTube, Industry Baby by Lil Nas X is the top song globally and in the US and Canada with 58 million streams. Catch Up by Potter Paper is the top buzzing song in the UK. Top buzzing in the US is Volvi by Aventura and Bad Bunny. In Jamaica on YouTube, Street Cred by Skeng at number 5, Imperfection by 450 at number 4, Chosen by Ritical at number 3, Yahoo Boys by Intense at number 2, and at number 1 is Feelings by Diani featuring Jada Kingdom.
I'm in love, heart speed racing, I've been waiting now.
On the Hot 100, Butter by BTS is at number 1, and making its debut on the chart this week is Industry Baby by Lil Nas X and Jack Harlow at number 2. If I Didn't Love You by Jason Aldean and Carrie Underwood at number 15, Not Sober by Kid Laroi, Polo G and Stunna Gambino at 41, Don't Go Yet by Camila Cabello at 42. On the 200 albums chart at number 1 is F Love by Kid Laroi. Other debuts are Moon Boy by Young Blue at number 12, McCartney 3 Imagine by Paul McCartney at number 19. And the featured artist this week is JC Lodge. The British reggae singer's Telephone Love, recorded for Gussie Clark in 1988, was the first dancehall reggae track to cross over in the R&B and hip-hop markets in the USA. Telephone Love earned her a label deal with Tommy Boy Records, where she released the groundbreaking Tropic of Love album. Her single, Home Is Where the Hurt Is, reached number 45 on the R&B chart. She has 14 albums, and her other top singles are Someone Loves You Honey, More Than I Can Say, and Roughneck Lover. For more music news, log on to worldmusicviews.com. Follow me at JR Watkiss on Instagram and Twitter. For World Music Views, I'm JR.
Run like praise, I give praise to me savior, me sharp like a razor, the wealth in the age, yeah.
Coffee led the way, but attention focused and present on Shen Seo.
Tell them, say Shen, Y-E-N-G, Yeng.
Spice.
Stay down there, girl. Stay down there.
And Jada Kingdom.
Come and go fall in love again.
Baby, it is obvious, you know.
All of whom are signed to record labels, but chart success still to come.
They are yet to make a dent in the international charts, the Hot 100 chart. We're not seeing any other Jamaican women or men on that chart. Shaggy has his speculations that 90s dancehall, the music that makes people dance, is not being made anymore.
If you ask the average DJ that's on a global scale, mm-hmm. what kind of dancehall will move a party, they're going to tell you it's 90s. Dancehall.
There may be need for some integration of sorts for the old and the new, and I think that's where the music is going.
I know you make me up, you run, 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 run.
Shen Seo has a new manager.
So, historically, Jamaican acts do well when they carry the Jamaican culture abroad.
I'm on a romantic call. I'm talking to my baby down on the yard.
People like Patra, Shabarangs, they brought unique parts of the Jamaican culture and placed it on the international stage. Whether Shen Seo has a local or international manager, she has to do that in order to make an impact because she need an edge.
So I'm not here if you don't like me. The more you talk, the higher you will raise my fee.
Rihanna is not from Jamaica and she brought Jamaica on her back. Come Mr. DJ, come on the replay, man down. That's all Jamaican sounds.
Rum pa pa pam, rum pa pa pam, rum pa pa pam, man down.
So Shen Seo naturally has the Jamaican sound, but she has to be larger than life, and she has to know that her competition is all these people that are enjoying success, the Megan Thee Stallions, the Saweetie, but her standout edge got to be that she's Jamaican, and that culture has to be on her back going forward. Not just on stage with a jerk pan, but in her music videos. Persons must watch her videos, her international videos, must say Jamaican culture.
What about Jada Kingdom?
Well, Jada Kingdom, she's yet to release music on the international scene, but she announced that she signed to a record label. She too will have to do the same. Sell Jamaica. That's her unique edge. If artists from Jamaica don't carry the culture, they're gonna be at a disadvantage when they buck up on Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, who are also using the Jamaican culture to sell their records.
They don't get the big picture, they get cropped out. Styles on them like somebody bought the locks out.
So what do you know about when Shenseea's album is dropping?
She has not announced anything. What Shenseea needs is a hit. If she gets a hit, album will be sold easily. As with all the other acts, male and female, they need big songs to climb those charts. Run, run, run,
run, run, run. What about her current track, Run, Run?
So Run, Run did not make the Hot 100. It's not even yet on the top 10 in the airplay charts. Traditionally, Jamaican acts need to enter the airplay charts, get some spins in America, which it is getting some spins, but it's not making an impact yet on the Billboard chart. People are not paying attention to it en masse. Jamaicans are paying attention to it, so it went to number one on the YouTube charts in Jamaica, but it's not yet clocking big numbers to make it on the Hot 100. Reggae music in particular does well in Germany, it does well in Japan, it does well in Eastern Europe, in Africa, but the biggest paying audience is in America. So if a man want to make money from his music, he needed to chart on the Billboard Hot 100.
How much of a factor is star quality, is charisma, is a vibe, is having that image that says, check me out?
So Shenseea has the image. You don't know if she's black or she's white or, you know, she has an ambiguous personality, unless you hear her talk.
Well, I know she's not white, but she could be Indian or she could be Middle Eastern.
Exactly. So that's part of her challenge, to find her niche and market herself in that niche. It's not to say, I am a Jamaican, so buy my music. It's to find an audience that will spend money and buy your records and do music for those people.
Charlie Black, nobody talks about him, but he can go to the finals of the Gold Cup and there are 60,000 people present and millions watching online and make an impact.
Hey, Charlie Black single-handedly almost crashed Dancehall Magazine's website the other night when he was performing at the halftime show. Thousands of people went searching for Charlie Black and Dancehall, and my article that I wrote for Dancehall Magazine popped up first, and apparently all these Spanish-speaking people and all the Gold Cup fans wanted to know who Charlie Black was, and that's what the data was telling me. So Charlie Black's doing exactly what should be done. He's collaborating with people from bigger markets. He's doing the performances in bigger markets, and he's representing Jamaica.
DancehallMag.com is a new startup publisher covering Jamaican music and culture. New articles fill four content areas weekly with the goal of facilitating a greater appreciation and awareness of reggae and dancehall to the masses worldwide. Find them online at www.dancehallmag.com or subscribe to the news magazine on Google News, Apple News, and Flipboard.